New legislation is promising to protect Americans' healthcare data from cyber attacks. What does it entail? I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll dig deeper into that and other new happenings in this week's top stories. The U.S. House of Representatives this month unveiled a bill that would direct the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to collaborate with Health and Human Services to protect data from cyber attacks. According to Healthcare IT News, HHS data reported that breaches of healthcare facilities rose 55% in 2020, with nearly 1 million patients affected monthly. The bill attests that collaboration and information sharing between the public and private sectors is essential to increasing cyber resilience for health-focused entities. The legislation sponsors point to a nearly threefold increase in sensitive health data breaches over the last 3 years. Fitbit Health Solutions and Google Cloud have announced they're launching a new service to help healthcare and life science organizations utilize data from wearables. As we see in Mobile Health News, Device Connect for Fitbit allows patients to make their Fitbit data available to providers, giving these patients control over who they share their information with and for what purpose. The tool also includes a data connector, so data can be integrated with Google Cloud's BigQuery analytics engine or mapped to emerging data standards. The connector can also make use of the Cloud Healthcare API, making Fitbit information interoperable with clinical data. Finally this week, physician staffing company Envision Healthcare is struggling financially, and these struggles are reflected in a Moody's Investors Service credit rating downgrade, which took into account ongoing labor pressures and a decline in volumes linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. Healthcare Finance News reports that Envision will see weak liquidity over the following 12 to 18 months, and its $1.4 billion cash reserve will likely run dry by the end of the year. Moody's said bankruptcy or restructuring is likely in the cards. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.